would lose my mind that I could control this, yeah. Never thought that I'd be left behind, that I was stronger than you.
Crossings. And from Orlando, Florida, the Backstreet Boys. And that's a request from Raphael, who listens in Nigeria and asked us to play that for his lovely wife and his little baby, who's turning one soon. And that song is Don't Want to Lose You Now from the Backstreet Boys, who are very busy boys. Or grown men. Nick Carter has been a judge on a TV show called Boy Band, which is kind of hosted by Rita Ora. Of all people, Rita Ora hosting a boy band TV show, but Nick Carter is one of the judges on the TV show on ABC TV. Backstreet Boys also performing in Las Vegas, and their tour there in Las Vegas is called the Smooth Tour. And they're selling out every single night that they perform and hit the stage with Boys to Men and some other acts as well back from the 90s. By the way, I put a picture of myself with a Boys to Men on my Facebook page when I had a chance to have Boys to Men on the show. And also, Backstreet Boys are planning their cruise for 2018. They do this for the last couple of years. They rent out a cruise ship. They sell the tickets. You get to go on the boat. Backstreet Boys are there. They sing songs at the pool and entertain the fans who are on the cruise hanging out with the Backstreet Boys. Sounds very intimate. I mean, you know, you go on a cruise, you go on a vacation on a floating ship with one of your favorite boy band icons. And you get to spend a few days with these guys. And that's kind of cool. Backstreet Boys also had a number one country song. They collaborated with Florida Georgia Line this past year on a song called God, Your Mama, and Me, which went to number one on the country charts, and they are going to be on country music television, CMT, singing again on a show called Crossroads on August 30th. So there's your Backstreet Boys news, and Raphael and your wife and baby, I hope you enjoyed the song. And by one, there's a lot of milestones that babies go through by one. Usually that's around the age that they start walking. That's right when they take their first steps. A little bit before one or a little bit after one, but it's usually right around one. And you also get the first word, the first tooth that's coming in, all that fun stuff. I want to say hi to everybody who's listening to Border Crossings and let me know about it on our Facebook page. Vincent Maloba, Azeb Reban, Michael Mike, Ibrahim Unalar Havana with her daughter, Adams Penny. Heard from Norman Mambizo Kampongo. Norman listens in Koroi, lives in Shirugwi, which I looked up on the internet, and it's near Zimbabwe. It's a district in Zimbabwe. So thank you, Norman, for checking us out in Zimbabwe. Bobby Manfred and his friend Clement Amantana are digging border crossings in Ghana. We're back on the air in Ghana on 98.1 FM. Alex Callan checked in. GD Dari Haywai and Wanja Wa Sanchez all checked in to say hi. Ray McDonald joins us in about 10 minutes with his chart chat, look at the week's hottest hits on the Billboard chart. So hang around. He's coming in about 10 minutes. I also wanted to mention, for those of you around the world who might be holding tickets to a Justin Bieber concert, Justin announced late yesterday he's canceled the remainder of his tour. He didn't give a reason, although there are reports coming out from the inside that say Justin is simply exhausted. He's exhausted, fatigued physically and mentally, and it's just too much. 150 shows on his Purpose Tour in the last year or so, over $200 million in ticket sales, and, you know, he's only in his early 20s. He needs a break. So they've canceled the remainder of the tour. I know that a lot of people are disappointed. He was coming to the Philippines. It's been a while since he's been there, but that is canceled. All the shows are canceled. So Asia, he was supposed to finish up in Asia. It looks like it's not going to happen. All right, here's a request from Kadijatu. Kadijatu is listening in Ghana and wants Bob Marley, Exodus, here on Border Crossings.
Men and people will fight it down. Tell me why.
When you see childlike,
let me tell you, if you're not wrong, then why?
Well, everything is alright.
So we're gonna walk, alright,
through the roads of creation.
The movement of the people, as started by one Bob Marley. And boy, what a movement it has been for 40 years.
Yes.
40 years. That's celebrating the anniversary of that song, 40 years this year.
Amazing.
Exodus, by request, here on Border Crossings. And I thank Kadi Jatu in Ghana for requesting that song. Ray McDonald's in, and Yahoo! We've got our Tuesday chart chat.
Right. Doing it on Tuesday today. Last Tuesday, you had the fantastic Steve Earle in.
Yes.
And it was an honor to be bumped by Mr. Steve Earle.
Thank you for coming in later in the week, though.
Sure.
I want to thank you for
my
that.
Pleasure. But today I have the pleasure of playing two songs for you, one of which just entered the top 20. The other one's knocking at the door. And we'll start with Niall Horan, former One Direction member Niall Horan. This is his second countdown single. He's two for two now on the U.S. countdown. This is called Slow Hands. It moves from 22nd to 19th place, and I have a fun internet fact about Niall Horan, and I'll lay it on you after Slow Hands.
We should take this back to she said back to my face. 'Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. I've been thinking about it all day, and I hope you feel the same way. Yeah. 'Cause I want you bad. Yeah, I want you, baby. Slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans in those slow hands. Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving you without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans in those slow hands. Fingertips putting on a show. Got me now and I can't say no. Wanna be with you all alone. Take me home, take me home. Fingertips putting on a show. Can't you tell that I want you, baby? Yeah. Slow hands, like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. No, no chance that I'm leaving here without you on me. Said I'm leaving here without you on me. I know, yeah, I already know that there ain't no stopping your plans and those slow hands.
We're currently playing that song on VOA 1.
Yes. Day and night.
Day and night. Niall Horan, Slow Hands. Moving slowly on the Hot 100, but is moving in the right direction from 22nd to 19th place. This is Niall's second single after This Town, which peaked at number 20 in the States. It has six songwriting credits. Six people wrote this song, including Niall Horan and producer Julian Bonetta. Julian is... he was One Direction's go-to producer. He started working with them on their Take Me Home album back in 2012. And he became their guy after that. And Julian says he did not foresee Niall Horan going in an R&B direction. He says the members continue to change the rules of what it means to be in a group. And Julian also says he realized that Slow Hands was a killer single while they were working it up in the studio. He had a drum loop, and they just constructed the song around that. Now, your fun fact, your fun internet fact about Niall Horan. He is the most followed One Direction member on Twitter. He has 31.5 million followers as of this morning when I checked. Harry Styles is breathing down his neck in second place with 30.9 million. Lewis Tomlinson has 25.7 million. Liam Payne is in the rear with 25.6 million Twitter followers. But Zayn Malik, who is the first one to bolt from One Direction, he really brings up the rear. He has 22.6 million Twitter followers. So.
But he's got Gigi Hadid, so that's all right.
she's worth 3 or 4 million
right
there.
You can keep your Twitter followers.
Yeah, I got Gigi.
Now, seven people wrote that song? I can't imagine. What do seven
six.
People? Oh, six people. Mm-hmm. What? You write a word, I'll write a word, you write a word. Six people to write one song?
Yeah, and who knows what the contributions really are. I mean, you get a songwriting credit, you get a slice of the royalties.
Sure.
So there may have been some little arrangements going on there, but anyway, Slow Hands, congratulations, Niall Horan. You're two for two on the top 20. Now, for my second song, this is a red letter day because Kesha is back with her first original song after 4 years. If you don't know what Kesha has been going through, I'll bring you up to date. The song is called Praying. It debuts at number 25, and I will bring you up to date on Kesha after Praying.
Almost had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing, changing. I hope you find your peace. Proud of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can.
A Different Side of Kesha. That's a long way from TikTok. That's called Praying, debuting at number 25 on the latest Billboard Hot 100. This is the lead single from Kesha's third album, Rainbow, which drops on August 11th. It's also her first original song in 4 years. She co-wrote the song with Ryan Lewis, who also produced it. And of course, I think we most of us know Ryan best from his work with Macklemore. The single is out on Kemosabe Records. Now, Kemosabe is a joint venture between Dr. Luke and Sony. Dr. Luke is Kesha's former producer and record company boss. Dr. Luke is no longer with Sony. They let him go a few months ago, but Kesha still needed his permission to release it. He said, okay. He's maintained all along that she could release music if she wanted to. Now, for those of you who don't know what Kesha has been doing, in October of 2014, she brought suit against Sony and Dr. Luke, claiming that he sexually assaulted her, he abused her physically and emotionally, and she wanted out of her contract. And Dr. Luke said, no, it's never been that way. I've never done any of that. And Kesha's mother was brought into the whole thing. Dr. Luke brought a defamation suit against Kesha's mother for speaking out against him. Last month, that suit has been dropped. Now, Kesha was suing Dr. Luke in court in both California and New York. The California suit has been dropped. So right now, the only thing going on between the two of them is the New York court case. Dr. Luke now says Kesha owes him more than $1 million in royalty, and all along he has denied he ever abused or assaulted her. So it's been 2.5 years that this court case has been continuing, and it is continuing. Kesha has been touring sporadically with her band, The Creepies, and you know, she's maintained a social media presence, and so she's starting to rebuild her career. It looked for a while there that we'd never hear anything from Kesha again, but she is starting to rebuild her career. Next month, she'll have two performances at the Summer Sonic Festival in Japan. And artists often go to Japan to sort of hone their stage show, sort of get things ready before they bring it back to North America or Europe. September sees Kesha play in California, and she'll also be at the iHeart Radio Music Festival in Las Vegas. She doesn't have any proper tour dates on the books yet. So Kesha's starting to crawl from the rubble, and that song, Praying, debuts at number 25. So let's see if we can welcome back Kesha to the top 20 after several years.
Kesha Rose Siebert was known for glitter. Known for pouring glitter all over herself before she'd go on stage. This is a risk because this is a ballad. After 4 years to come out with a real syrupy, you know, ballad, for somebody who was known as a poppy kind of artist, that's kind of a change.
True, but I think it's what we would expect from Kesha after all she's gone through. And right now there is a movement in pop for some of these light pop artists to become more serious. I mean, look at the approach Katy Perry is taking with her latest album. So I don't think it's that much of a risk because Kesha's fair weather fans probably abandoned her a few years ago. So now it's her real hardcore fans who are hopefully going to take her over the top.
As long as the new album Rainbow is consistent.
Well, yes.
Got to be consistent, because if the next single is something totally different, she's going to be all over the place. But
I looked at the track listing for Rainbow. It's got some interesting folks on it. Eagles of Death Metal are on two cuts, and Dolly Parton is also in it.
All right. Thank you, Ray McDonald. Thank you for listening to Border Crossings. A thanks to Wagner, Vince, and Markel. Thank you. We'll all be back tomorrow with more Border Crossings. Join us then. This is the VOA 1 Music Network.